The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day. Don't change me out.
Sports Day WA. I tell you what, if you don't watch golf during the course of the year, I reckon you gravitate to one event. And it starts late tonight into the early morning tomorrow, our time. And we're talking about this week's Masters Tournament. And the gates to golf's utopian fields are open once more, with Augusta welcoming the biggest stars of the PGA Tour and LIV Golf for the Masters. And of course, there's some great storylines within the Masters. And former golfing professional and now respected golf commentator Ewan Porter joins us on the program to preview the golf's big event. Ewan, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. And that's a hell of an intro, the gates to the utopia. I love it.
It is a bit, isn't it? Both sides of golf's great divide come together there at Augusta over the next 4 days.
Yeah, and look, I mean, obviously you're alluding to the PGA Tour and as well, and I think for the last 2 years that most of the players have said it's really brought upon by the media more than anything. The players see each other on a regular basis when they're home, not necessarily at golf tournaments anymore, but it's all fine. It's the media beat up, I think, at the end of the day.
Is this one of the most open Masters ever, considering, Ewan, that there's a bit of poor form for many of the world's top golfers? Seven of the world's top 10 golfers are winless this year. Does that make it an open event?
Well, look, judging by that statistic, yeah, I mean, one can't argue against that. But I think the Masters, more so than any other major championship, sees the cream rise to the top. You've only got to look back to really since its inception, and it's a very illustrious list of champions, and I think the world number one, Scottie Scheffler, no one's bringing better form than him into this week. And then the defending champion is John Rahm. These top players, the world's top 10 players, bar maybe a Xander Schauffele, who hasn't won a major championship. Look, I think outside of him, everyone's won one of the big ones, and you know, they know how to get it done in big tournaments. So Yes and no. I mean, these players are so talented. It would not surprise me at all to see a relatively unheralded player be there or win at the end. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be one of the big names.
Would be fair to say, and you mentioned Scottie Scheffler, who's won twice this year. If you beat Scottie Scheffler, you could be wearing the green jacket.
He is 11-4. The short odds that are placed on him to win this week is almost reminiscent of how Tiger was in his heyday. He's, I think, in his last three starts, he's gone win-win and then third or fourth in the last event, and that was only because of a bulky putter at the end. And he's got so much confidence. He's won a Masters before. He's the best player in the world at the moment, and there's a reason why he's the favourite. I personally think he's going to win as well.
Let's talk about Tiger Woods, because you mentioned that in your last little answer. 48 years of age, more physical ailments than ever. As we know, major championships stunning on his resume. He's playing in his 26th Masters this week at Augusta National. And he's got genuine belief, even though he hasn't played much golf, that he could go pretty close to winning the green jacket. Is he delusional?
Well, I think a lot of people believe that he is. I think the hardest, the biggest question around Tiger is whether he can actually walk 72 holes. And I know that sounds a bit silly, but twice in the last 2 years, he's made the cut and then pulled out after the third round. I actually walked around with him at the PGA Championship 2 years ago in the third round in Tulsa in Oklahoma. And he barely made it to the end and then pulled out before the final round. So to me, that's the biggest question mark, more than the physical part of it. He seems to be swinging the club pretty well, but he only plays four times a year now in the major championships. And, the rest of the players playing 20 to 25 events a year, I can't see it. I think perhaps it is bordering on slightly delusional, but he's arguably the greatest golfer ever. So who am I to say in that regard?
There's been some comparisons actually made with other legendary sports people. Wayne Gretzky, it's like, in relation to Tiger, Gretzky believing he can score 60 goals at the retirement age of 38. Larry Bird believing he can still drop 55 points in a game at his retirement age of 35. And Tom Brady believing he can still throw 50 touchdown passes at his retirement age of 44. And when you look at those three examples, it is a real long shot. Someone said to me, actually, this morning, if he makes the cut, all of a sudden the interest is going to grow exponentially. And if he gets to that final group on Sunday there in the United States, it could be, if not, the greatest sports story in history. Would you agree?
It'd be awfully close to it, no question.
It'd certainly be the greatest golf story in history, wouldn't it?
Well, I think the greatest golf story in history is when he won back in 2019. He had 1,000 different surgeries prior to that, and obviously the scandal. This time around, it's a little bit different. He really shouldn't even be here. He should be dead after that car crash a couple of years ago. So this would be the greatest sports story, well, certainly the greatest golf story ever. Look, he's the needle mover still. There's no question about it at the age of 48, and he makes the cut or he's in contention, we could see the highest rating golf tournament in history.
Yeah, well, at the moment, his ranking is 959 in the world. He's played only one tournament this year and he's failed to make it through two rounds. So there you go, all up against it. The other interesting aspect, I reckon, of the Masters, again, off the course, is that the LIV Golf Commissioner, Greg Norman, was spotted on the grounds of Augusta National yesterday as a paying customer. Of course, he was denied entry last year. It'd be very interesting to see whether the 69-year-old is spotted amongst the crowd when things get underway later tonight, our time.
Yeah, that was that was certainly interesting to see that. But there's 13 LIV golfers in the field this year, and certainly quite a few of them in with a great chance of winning. Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, the defending champion, Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, look, I mean, it's very interesting. There's six Aussies in the field also. He was spotted chatting to them in their practice rounds. And, you know, I think the Masters, more so than any other major championship, they've come out and said that they're more open-minded as to how their criteria works going forward in allowing LIV players into their championship. So that's good news. And I think we can all agree that the sooner we see some unity amongst the golf bodies, the better, because it's becoming quite exhausting.
Let's have a look at the Australians. Are we maybe thinking ahead of the play to suggest that the likes of Jason Day and co have got a realistic chance of taking off the US Masters, or are they there particularly to make up numbers? There's no chance of an Australian maybe going through to win it. How do you see it?
Well, I mean, of course, Adam Scott's the lone Australian to win the Masters, but that was 11 years ago. Jason Day's been playing some terrific golf the last 12 to 18 months. Wouldn't surprise me to see Jason in contention. He's got a great record around here. Minwoo Lee has played really well around here as well, on debut a couple of years ago. Yeah, look, I mean, only six Aussies in the field is probably our lowest contingent, smallest contingent for a while. Which is a little bit disappointing, but they're all top quality players there. Cam Smith hasn't been really displaying his best form of late, and he was sick last week as well. Look, it never surprises me, as I've said, to see a top player in contention. I certainly hope that one of them's right there at the end, but if I had to pick one of them, I'd probably say Jason Day.
What about Minwoo Lee? We think he's our best chance. Okay, we are a bit favoured towards him because he's the City of Fremantle golfer that comes from this side of the country. Many are suggesting that he could be the one to watch, particularly with his power driving.
He's certainly got a game, that suits major championships. And I was right there alongside him during his win at the PGA Championship out here at the end of last year. I think one thing that goes against Minwoo Lee a little bit at Augusta National, and it's only a minor thing really, is there's a lot of dogleg left holes there. And Minwoo Lee fades the ball off the tee from left to right. That's not ideal. It means that he has to throttle back to a three wood sometimes to be able to turn that ball right to left. But that's only a minor thing. I mean, a top player like him can can adjust, and he's proven he can play well here. Yeah, look, I mean, I think in order, I would say Jason Day, Cameron Smith, who has a great record at Augusta, Minwoo Lee, they're probably our top three.
It's a very challenging course, isn't it, Ewan? There is a lot of undulation, a lot of hills, and I believe they grate it from the top of the hill down the fairway to the bottom. So if the ball doesn't get over that ridge, it tends to roll back. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, there's no greater example than the ninth hole there. If you come up short of the green, it rolls back some 40 or 50 yards. Yeah, look, I mean, the Masters and generally all major championships test every facet of your game. If you watch professional golf on a week-to-week basis, you might see someone who's a poor driver or an average iron player still be there in contention. But if you have any weakness in your game in a major, particularly Augusta, you won't be there at the end. You've got to be firing on all cylinders.
Ewan, before we let you go, can you go past Scotty Scheffler? And who will be, you mentioned Jason Day, do you see him as the main Aussie challenger?
I do, yes. I believe Scotty Scheffler is going to win his second green jacket. I think Xander Schauffele is due to win his first major, so it wouldn't surprise me to see him there in contention as well. But I think Scheffler is going to win his second major on Sunday.
Will Tiger make the cut?
Yes.
You think he will? So you think he'll get into the weekend?
I do think he'll make the cut, and I think there's a question mark as to whether he will complete 72 holes, because it's a very, very, very difficult walking golf course with how hilly it is. But yeah. And he had to pull out after round three last year. But I think he will make the cut.
We heard from, in fact, my producer, Jimmy Williams, just mentioned that Minwoo may have just incurred a little slight injury. Is that to his hand? But hopefully he'll be okay when the first round starts, which could be interrupted significantly because one of those Georgia thunderstorms and rain belts, from all reports, is hitting when the Masters gets underway Thursday over there.
Yes. Look, I mean, he has a broken finger, I believe, Minwoo Lee. That occurred last week, but I don't think it was bothering him too much in practice rounds. So, I mean, I guess if you've got an injury like that, the good thing for a golfer is if you play well, you look like you're a warrior, and if you play poorly, you've got an excuse, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he may have Thursday off, depending on the weather. So we have to wait and see what happens. But it looks like the weather gets better as the tournament goes on. Ewan Porter, thank you very much. A great insight and great preview to the Masters. The 88th edition of the Masters takes place, and it starts tonight, our time, through to Friday morning. And there'll be a lot of people burning the midnight oil to actually watch what is considered the best golf tournament on the planet every year. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Peter. Anytime. Thank you.